Hello and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears and I'm a spirit guide channeler and spiritual life and business mentor. And I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from beautiful Bozeman, Montana, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of July 3rd, 2022. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And happy 4th of July weekend. We're in that sweet spot of summer that we talked about last week when Sirius and the Sun meet up, and this happens every year between the 3rd and the 7th of July. So Sirius is a star that's even brighter than the sun, and it's considered the sun of the sun. So this meetup is showering all of us with lots of good juju. And all this supporting energy is the perfect time for aha moments that upgrade your life. So I read the book Turning Pro yesterday, and thank you for the recommendation, Portia. It's a quick read that's about moving from living life as an amateur to a professional. So we could also call this leveling up and basically moving from a life that's fine to a life you love. And there was a moment in my life about the time I turned 50 that I made the decision to turn pro. I didn't have peace of mind then. And so I took a hard look at my life to examine why that was and to choose to live a different way. At that time, I had a lot of responsibility. I owned two companies that had about a total of 20 employees and their families. I had family members that I supported and a big home and all the stuff that goes with a big home, you know, the maintenance, the cleaning, the yard stuff, you know, all the things. And I decided to rid myself of this responsibility so that I could feel free and get to inner peace. So it took a few years, you know, but I sold both companies and my home and I got rid of most of my possessions. And doing this freed up so much energy. Yeah, sure, people thought I was crazy. I mean, why would I give up what most people would consider a successful life? But for me, a successful life is one where I can be fully present, where I can feel connected to something bigger, and where I can wake up every morning peaceful and know that everything is right in the world. And that was the time I switched from living my life as an amateur to taking my life seriously, living it like a professional, and how I wanted to experience it. So now, as you know, my number one priority daily is to get and keep myself in the flow of universal energy. And I do that with time in nature, a slow life, very few responsibilities, my spiritual practices, yoga, breathing, meditation, you know the things. And I hear often from clients that they wish they could be like me and wake up happy with inner peace, knowing that everything is all right. And you can. You can live any way you choose. But you'll have to make some changes in how you live to get there. Being a professional means you're brave and that you will do what it takes for as long as it takes to get where you want to be. And often that requires that we change our beliefs around money. All of us have very limited beliefs on how we can make money. Making money is easy. Remember that. Making money is easy. You can make money doing anything. You know, I read an article years ago about this couple and they went to the seminar that was about following their passion to make money. Well, their biggest passion was sex. They were totally into bondage and S&M. So they decided to open a B&B with different themed rooms, and then they had a whole outfitted basement with all the equipment, all the stuff. And at that time I read the article, their B&B was booked out for a year. So you can make whatever your passion is, proof, this is proof, whatever your passion may be, you can make money doing it. You can make money doing anything. So don't let your fear of not having enough money stop you from living your version of a successful life. So this is a time when we can look at our life and make big decisions about how we'd like to live differently and then make the change. The Sirius Sun energy is supporting us right now to seriously update our lives and turn pro in whatever way that looks to you. This month, we're supported in moving from amateur to professional. It's time to stop playing small and go for the life you want. Also this week, On Tuesday, July 5th, Mars, the planet of action, ambition, and desire, it's leaving its all-time favorite spot in Aries, and it's entering into very chill Taurus, where it stays until August 20th. So in the coming weeks, we're going to feel a strong pull to embrace the slowness of life with leisure, relaxing, vacationing, all the good stuff. So energetically, this is a big shift from the planet's previous place in Aries. So Taurus is ruled by Venus, meaning that they'll be a little bit more focused on beauty this month or this, until the 20th of August. Beauty and values and pleasure and love and things with lasting value. So Mars doesn't exactly love hanging out in Taurus, mainly because the sign moves a bit too slow. Mars loves to go for it. But in Taurus, we are reminded that sometimes the best way to speed up is to slow down. So Taurus is very hardworking, but it also knows the best way to do your sacred work is from the place of a full cup. So this transit comes to remind us to tend to our inner garden with self-care, with downtime and pleasure as a way to nurture our outer lives. So this transit helps us stay focused and keep working on plans and ideas, not from a place of scarcity, but from a place of abundance. So allow yourself to go slow this summer. Allow yourself to refill your cup. Take time to think through the changes you want to make. We're playing the long game here. It took me 3 years to sell all my shizzle. It took me another 3.5 years to move to Montana after I made the decision to do it. There's plenty of time. And this month is all leading up to the triple conjunction of Mars, Uranus, and the North Node, which happens on July 31st. This is a big transit that we're going to be feeling this whole month of July. There are going to be big changes and events happening in the world, which could make us feel a little unstable. So please take the opportunity to calm yourself and go with the flow, focusing on inner peace and mental health right now, so that no matter what happens in the outer world, your inner world will be fine. Yeah, okay, it might be a little bit rocky, but there's a positive side to this transit, which you know I will bring up because that's the way that I think. So if we make a life-altering decision, this planet sign combination helps us make small but steady steps to get there. This month is a reminder that slow and steady wins the race. And Taurus loves to relax, so let's take advantage of any downtime you can get your hands on. So right now, you're going to see in a really real way that rest and relaxation are truly equally as important as hard work. So schedule some downtime and some naps. And so for the next 2-ish months, give yourself grace and the gift of a slow summer. And pay attention to where you're spending your energy, which is your most valuable resource. So according to numerology, July 2022 is a 4 universal month, and the number 4 is about laying the groundwork and creating solid foundations for the future. So it goes right along with what we've been talking about. The work we do now will pay off in the future. We need some time to get clear on what we want and what the next steps look like. And this number 4 month helps us to take steps toward our future and our goals. It's okay if they're baby steps. Just keep your eye on the prize, stay focused on what you want, and take the baby steps. This number 4 month, we are also connecting with divine alchemy. Now, alchemy is a process of taking something ordinary and turning it into something extraordinary, sometimes in a way that really can't be explained. So an example of using alchemy is a person who takes a pile of scrap metal and turns it into beautiful art. So this month, we are the alchemists of our life. We get the opportunity to turn our lives into something extraordinary, to go from amateur to professional, to move from ordinary to extraordinary. This July, our lives are up-leveling, and it is fucking amazing. Such a great month to be alive. And that's it for the week. Just up-leveling your life. No big deal. Turning your life into something extraordinary. No big deal. So as usual, thank you for listening and sharing this podcast with a friend you think may find value in it. Hey, enjoy this sweet spot of summer. Enjoy this 4th of July weekend and get ready for everything to change. It is all so good. Thanks again, and I'll talk to you again next week.